Chapter 1. The ether lamps illuminated the wide tunnel with harsh brightness. Irene estimated that they were about 250 feet beneath the English Channel at this point, close to the coast of Guernsey. Fans set at regular intervals in the walls churned the stale air with their burnished brass blades, providing a soft background purr of sound. This was comforting in the otherwise eerie silence. Irene Winters, librarian and spy, found herself perversely wondering who kept this tunnel dusted and who polished the brass. But letting herself be distracted was, she recognised, an indication of how nervous she was at being here. She was capable of many things, but she couldn't hold back the sea, or save them from an earthquake. There was a heavy brass airlock at the end of the passage, with overlapping petals of iron and glass set into its roughly circular frame. A control pad with a recessed wheel and two huge levers were embedded in the wall by its side. This Victorian technology was perfectly appropriate, though, given that Irene was on assignment in a Victorian-era world. Her companion, Vale, private detective, and the person who'd requested her help down here, was a native inhabitant. But their dapper clothing had been designed for London society, rather than tunnels under the sea. Irene eyed Vale's top hat and suit wryly, as she considered her own incongruous hat and veil. "Is there some reason why this document's been sent through private diplomatic channels, rather than just in the mail? Why did we have to come here to collect it?" she asked, feeling suddenly claustrophobic. Vale had been silent for most of their walk down the tunnel, a brooding, thoughtful silence which didn't welcome conversation. But the time had come for more information. After all, she thought with some irritation, she was doing him a favour by accompanying him. The four of them, her, the Dragon Prince Kai, her new apprentice Catherine, and Vale, had come here to Guernsey so that Irene could collect a very specific book for the library. She'd also wanted to get them away from the recent rash of attacks, targeting not only her, but her companions. After they'd arrived, Vale had asked Irene to come on this little subterranean excursion with him. She'd agreed, on condition that they'd get back in time for the book handover. She'd left Kai and Catherine together for some tea, cake, and quality conversation. "I didn't ask earlier, in case anyone was listening, but surely down here..." Vale tapped the paved floor thoughtfully with his cane, which Irene knew was an electrified sword stick. It was the sort of equipment that Vale, as the greatest detective in London, found useful. When dealing with criminals, werewolves, vampires, cultists, and spies, a prudent man took what precautions he could.
"I know I was less than forthcoming earlier, Winters. Your new student places me in a difficult position. Catherine is your student, and therefore loyal to your library, one hopes. But she is also Fay, and the niece of Lord Silver. He might be the ambassador from Liechtenstein to the British Empire, but he's also its spymaster in London, and highly untrustworthy besides. The risk of Catherine passing information to him, deliberately or otherwise, is far too high. I simply can't take chances on this job."
"I see your point," Irene admitted. "But you must have noticed how much she dislikes her uncle."
"Precisely the attitude I would cultivate if I were her, and wanted to convince you I had no ulterior motives," Vale replied. He spun the wheel like the tumblers of a safe. Irene couldn't argue with that.
"Very well," she said. "So, since we're now completely alone and unlikely to be overheard, what can you tell me? I should have known you had a motive for coming along rather than just avoiding our mysterious antagonists." She softened her words with a smile. Heaven knew she owed him a few favours.